And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Let me remember what buttons do what here. Okay, there we go. There we go. All right. My name is Jake Walker. It's Pep Talk, 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio 92.3. So glad to have you here. Merry Christmas early from old Jaker here. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, we have the, is this monthly or bi-weekly check-in?
Monthly.
Monthly, okay. This is our monthly check-in with the naval, would you say it's the cradle of naval aviation? That's hard to say.
Definitely NAS Pensacola does say that. NAS Whiting Field usually touts with the busiest air complex in the world, serving in Milton, Florida. So they're the cradle of naval aviation, and we're the busiest air complex in the world. Both training on the aviation side for naval aviation, everything from schoolhouses down at NAS Pensacola and flights and navigators, and they're doing all kinds of great things at NAS Pensacola. And then over to NAS Whiting Field, where they're getting in those aircraft.
Did I say NAS Pensacola?
No.
Okay, okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, you just said Cradle of Aviation, which screams NAS Pensacola, but that's we're brothers and sisters over there.
And you're hearing Jamie Coffey on the mic there, the public affairs officer for NAS Whiting Field. Particularly helicopters, right? There's the helicopter connection to NAS Whiting?
We do. We have actually both. So our base is kind of broken down into two sides. So we have North Field and South Field. And our South Field is the designation for the helicopter side of the training. And then we actually have T-6s on the other side. So we have fixed-wing aircraft. And we have helicopters.
Nice.
So, and then, of course, monthly, is it, I think, twice a month, I would say, we're actually winging helicopter pilots. So that's where our helicopter pilots come and where they're, I guess, born and raised. Born and raised as in helicopters.
Yeah.
So a little bit of everything.
And you have guests with you today.
Yes, I'm excited today. Yes. So when we talk about kind of taking care of sailors and taking care of our base personnel. I've got two of my favorite folks today, so I'm super excited. So today we've got Katie Prestesader. She's the director of MWR.
Good morning.
Good morning, Katie. So she's been on before. We've had her. She's our fun boss, and she does all kinds of great things that help take care of the sailors and the civilians. And we do, we call her the fun boss, but she is more than a fun boss. And she really does a great job of taking care of us and taking care of the sailors and taking care of the officers and helping support them and their needs, whether it's fitness, fun, it's a little bit of everything. And that resilience piece. So segueing to the resilience piece, someone else that's super special, that does wonderful things, that takes care of us right at NAS Whiting Field, of all of our sailors, all of our officers, is our chaplain. So Chaps is here. Chaps is in the house.
Hey, good morning.
So I will introduce her officially. Yes. She is Lieutenant Latoya Smith, but we all call her Chaps lovingly. I would say the active duty folks started that, and she is near and dear to our hearts, and she does such a good job in taking care of us. And I will say, it's not a one-man show, but it is a one-gal show right now of the chaplain's office. We only have one chaplain right now. And I'm going to tote on you real quick before we jump in. So, Jake, I mentioned that we're the busiest air complex in the world with the largest air wing in the Navy. We have 12 OLFs, which are outlying landing fields, over 17,000 acres, spread out over two states and three counties. We have over 3,000 personnel on board, and Chaplain Smith takes care of all of us.
Wow.
And she covers the entire area, all of our OLFs, our entire air complex. And I don't know how she does what she does, but she does. She's always just a phone call away. And so back on that resilience piece, this is what she does.
Think about how many pastors burn out with, like, you know, 1,000 people in their congregation. You know, after a few months, they're like, I'm gone. I'm heading to the mountains.
Yeah.
Now it's more like 10 people.
That's right. That's right. She's doing it all by herself. And she has an RP, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. I might ask you about your RP that is your enlisted counterpart there that helps you in the in the chapel as well. But so let's just kind of jump right in. Sure. Well, first, where are you from?
I'm originally from a small town called Goodwater, Alabama.
You're
it's about 45
Alabama.
Minutes from Montgomery. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were born and raised there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And kind of full circle, because now you are back here.
Yes. This Whiting Field was actually my first duty station as enlisted. So I've been in 31 years. So I'm full circle back to where I kind of started.
So. That's incredible. Yeah. So that was something I wanted to, it's kind of a good time to talk about it.
Sure.
If you don't mind, I'm fine. it's one thing to be our chaplains are officers in the Navy, but once in a blue moon we get an officer in the Navy as a chaplain that did other things in the Navy and served in other ways, and I think that's also what makes you so impactful at what you do. So can you talk about, like, when you came in the Navy, what did you come in as?
I came in 1993 after I graduated from high school, and I came in as a dental technician.
Okay.
And then the corpsmen's, the hospital corpsmen's and the dental techs merged together. I can't remember what year it was. So I was a dental technician / hospital corpsman.
Okay.
So for that time frame.
Okay.
At what time did you build the time machine? Because, really?
What do you mean?
93?
Yes, 90. I keep it up with my daughter. She's 30 years old, so that's how I keep track.
No, you look 30 years old.
Does she look like she's 5?
Yeah.
Like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, okay. So, and I know that
the Navy's been good to me. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And God. So,
for all the listeners at home, what Jake is talking about is, and I know that appearances are nothing. This is the focus here is absolutely the impact that Chaps has. But Chaplain Smith is also just absolutely beautiful and gorgeous in every way, inside and out. She does not look her age at all and does not look like she has had that much time in the Navy.
Well, I just turned 50 this year, so I'm excited.
That's incredible.
Wow. You know, when you turn 50, you're like, I don't care nothing about that anymore.
You know? Yeah.
You got a hole in your shirt. Just,
right. You just, whatever. It's just a hole in my shirt.
What
now,
is your skincare routine?
And you're taking on, you know, I mean, a lot of that has to be stressful. You know, you're hearing people's, you know, most vulnerable moments.
Absolutely.
And they're you know, sometimes they're darkest. So that's got to be rough. How do you hold up? What do you do?
Well, you know, people always ask, who chaplains the chaplain? Which is
right.
always the question that makes you go, huh, that's a great question. But, you know, for me, I have a great church support, I definitely go into my prayer time. And especially because a lot of things, well, everything we talk about is confidential. And it's kind of like, who can you share those things with? And, you know, they tell you to have a little talk with your spouse and all of those things. But, you know. When you don't have one, who do you talk to? So
that's right.
I just find that safe haven place to
absolutely. To pray. Well, in the Air Force, we say care for the caregiver.
Yeah, care for the caregiver.
Full transparency. I am a chaplain's assistant in the Air Force Reserve. Mm-hmm. So when I am on, for everybody out there, for when I'm on duty and on service, I'm out at Herbert Field. So shout out to Herbert Field Chapel. They are incredible at what they do. They're under the Special Operations Wing at Herbert Field, and we've got chaplains and chaplain assistants, I should say Religious Affairs Airmen, and they're out on the AFSOC world too, and all the air wings out at Herbert Field, and they also do wonderful work, and it's the same thing. We've talked about this and the proactive care. It's care for the caregiver. Yeah. We have to take care of each other too, just because of all the things that you do. And so, you know, I kind of mentioned, we kind of mentioned total numbers of how you take care of all of us. And can you talk a little bit about some of those responsibilities? Like, what? How do you do it? Like, what do you do every day?
Well, you
how
know,
do you balance it all?
Well, you know, being in ministry, you have to not take things personal.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have an open heart to everyone. you know, not being biased or anything like that, and just being a listening ear. A lot of times we call it ministry of presence.
Ministry of presence.
You just show up and you not necessarily say a whole lot. Just stand there and let them know, hey, I'm right here if you need me. Because as a chaplain, sometimes people come, they think you're coming with your Bible ready to turn to Genesis, turn to Revelation. You know, they're ready for that. When you're just standing there and you're not saying anything, they're like, oh, okay, not what I expected at all. Mm-hmm. And then they feel more comfortable opening up to you and just sharing things with you and just really having a listening ear.
Yeah, and that's kind of good advice for kind of the time frame. We're in the holidays now. Would you say that that's for anybody right now? Just be a listening ear for people.
Just show you that you really, because the time that we're in now, a lot of people can tell they have a sensitive side now, more sensitive than ever, to tell whether or not you're being genuine.
That's right.
You know? And so now you just really have to be that authentic ear and presence. You know, just don't have any preconceived notions. Just show up and.
Just show up. That's right. Yeah. Be present. Just show up.
Be nosy. I tell people, just be nosy.
Yeah.
You know, just be a little nosy.
You can ask people if they're okay, right?
You know, I'm a little nosy. I sometimes I don't say anything. I just stand there and, you know, pretend like I'm doing something and I'm not doing anything. But I'm paying attention to you.
That's right.
You don't know it, but just be a little nosy.
Yeah, we call that behind the scenes. You don't know this, Chaps, but we call this Chaps magic. She's just good at that. Mm. And you just know if she's there. Yeah, Chaps magic. So, and I think that that's part of it. That must be part of it because you're just there and people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes that's all they need.
Yeah.
So kind of segueing to some of the happy things you do. Mm-hmm. Do you marry people? Can you marry people?
I do. Actually, I did one this year.
Really?
Yeah, it was a... on the spot, let's go. And, it was beautiful. It was awesome.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I do marriage counseling. I do all of that.
Right. Okay. So, and I was going to ask you about some of the services you provide. Mm-hmm. And I guess, so marriage counseling. So active duty.
Yes.
Now, absolutely. But if a retiree comes in and says, hey, we need some marriage counseling, can you do those as well? Like so whoever's on the base?
Right. Pretty much anybody who's on the base that's assigned to the base. Yes, I can take care of everyone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Really cool. So counseling, marriage counseling, being the listening ear, and then even doing the fun stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yes. Well, and that's the cool part of what you do is we're an aviation training base. Mm-hmm. So you're around aircraft too.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. You don't know where you're going to find Chaps. You could find her in the chapel. She might be in our building, in the command building. She might be on the flight line. Might be in the Simmons structure, you know, the buildings with the simulators. And
I was going to go and go in one of the helicopters until they said I had to do this like dunk tank thing. Water.
Oh,
I told them I'm older. I can't do those things anymore. So never mind. I'm good.
We've had chaplains that have done that in the past.
Those were younger chaplains.
It's for you. You'll meet them at the helicopter, right? Yeah. And after their flight?
I'll wave at them and say a prayer, you know, come back safely. Right.
So what is your, I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay. Kind of, what's your favorite part of what you do? Like, what's your favorite thing?
Oh, my favorite thing is meeting people.
So you're a person, people person.
I do like my private time. I'd say I'm an introvert, but people are like, yeah, Chaps, no. But I love meeting new people.
Yeah,
I've met some wonderful people doing this job. That's, you know, I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is the holidays, and it's a Monday. Everybody's like, well, it's a Monday. But it's not a Monday. It's a Monday before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we do have some hustle and bustle. But this is the time to start having some fun and remembering why you, individually, why you celebrate the holidays. And part of that is being with family. And Chaps, you said something to us the other day in the staff meeting, and you said, be there for your people and ask them.
Be intentional.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Be intentional. Like I said, people are sensitive now to when knowing whether or not someone really cares, but be intentional. And so, you know, that won't give them any time to think about whether you're genuine or not if you just show up.
I love that. So, for everybody out there too, when you're racing through traffic, and I know the days, you know, the hours tick by really fast, and you're trying to get everything ready for the kids and for family, and you're trying to figure out flights and trying to travel and be kind, be intentional. Let somebody in. If the traffic's heavy, mm-hmm. let somebody in. If somebody cuts you off
zipper
accidentally.
Effect, everybody. Zipper effect.
The zipper. Good,
everybody. Just everybody take car. A turn. We'll all get there. Zipper effect. It's the fastest way to move traffic. Yeah. This
absolutely.
Is PSA.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so chaps, as we wrap up, is there anybody you want to give a shout out to before I jump into Katie's?
Yes, I have a new love. So his name is Tracy.
Oh, hey, hi. Tracy, what's up?
You may not be listening, but just in case. And my daughter Amisha and my granddaughter Sorella.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
hi,
awesome.
Hi, babies.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. All right, Katie, let's jump in to jump into Fun Boss.
Is my shirt
jingle?
I don't know if you can hear it there.
I'll give you another visual for everybody out there. Katie is dressed in Christmas garb. She's got an elf T-shirt on. Mm-hmm. She had the headband, and then the full tinsel sweater is in full effect.
Full effect. Full effect. Here's the thing: once you own a tinsel sweater, I think you have to wear it as much as possible. So there's
this time of year.
So it only comes out once a year as far as the month goes, and then within that month, there's appropriate times to wear it. And today is our last day before we kind of shut down for a couple days at work. And so I said I need to go big and make sure I say hi to the staff and bring Christmas spirit. But you know what's so fun? I just learned on the radio today or TV today.
Yeah.
It's actually, what are they calling it? Christmaka. Christmas and Hanukkah, same day. How exciting.
I didn't know that.
I try to follow when Hanukkah starts. I have a lot of friends who celebrate.
Yep.
And then I wasn't paying attention to this year, as I haven't done with a lot of things. Not being intentional whatsoever, just kind of, we're here. So opposite of what Chaps just said, I've not been doing. So we're going to practice that starting today. But Christmaka starts on the same day. So excited because everybody gets to celebrate during the holiday break this year. How fun for those kids.
So much better than Hanukkahmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Hanukkahmas. God bless you.
That's right.
I think it was the OC that coined it. And now, so what, it was on the Today Show, and they were saying that people have they have a two-sided, what are the caps called?
The
yarmulkes?
The yarmulkes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So two-sided yarmulkes, two-sided wreaths. Two-sided Christmas trees. So you just put decorations up for both holidays.
So is that like a pair of Rudolph antlers on a yarmulke? Is that what's happening here?
I think it's more like a Santa Claus yarmulke.
This could be very offensive to some people.
Very offensive.
Try not to be offensive.
Right. But you know what? Everybody's making their money out there. So those who celebrate both, exciting.
It's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think of the parties. You can just have it all in one time.
Absolutely. But then today is also Festivus.
For
the rest of us, where is our silver pole? I'm opposite. There will be no tinsel. Whoops. Missed that message.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's air our grievances. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Jamie, thanks so much for having us out here today. You know, you are always such a bright light. So in this holiday season, we're grateful for you. Every month you're pounding the message out for Whiting Field, which is, we're up there in Milton. We're not the most obvious thing that you would see. But once you look up in the sky, we actually are, because when you see all those planes flying, those are the Naval Air Station Whiting Field helicopters going.
That's so
cool to see how much we're flying. My daughter was looking up one night and she goes, Are those your planes, Mommy? And I thought, well, I don't run anything with the airplanes, but I'll take credit for it right now. Yes, those are Mommy's planes.
Yeah, we have such an important mission for national defense. And, we play a vital role in the big picture of things. And, I talk about that. I have such a great job, but I believe in my job. Mm-hmm. I believe in what we do. It's really cool. I don't know how I got it. I don't know how I am at this point in my life where I have two really cool jobs that I enjoy doing, but I feel very strongly about what I do and what we support. And Chaps, I wish we need to have a conversation about that just because it is just amazing what we do and what you do every day. So we have resilience team right here. It's right here in the studio of just being able to take care of our military and take care of our civilians on the installation is so cool. And you guys, both of you, do such an amazing job at that. I just, oh man, I can't, you know, I can just go, I mean, on and
Jamie,
on about
this
it.
Is where I'm always going to throw out, because I will throw it out anytime. You are talking like gold medal winning.
Resiliency. Yeah, let's talk about it.
I mean, because I don't get to brag often. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah. So I was taking a personality test for my master's course, and it was like, are you humble? And I was like, no, I'm not. Sorry. Let's call a spade, I'm not. But yeah. am I going to like keep that quiet? No, we want to know. National gold medal this year for National Recreation Parks Association, gold medal winner for the nation against all military components, Naval Air Station Whiting Field, Morale, Welfare, Recreation. We've been competing for years for this. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. And this year was our year. And I was in Guam when this happened. And so my team calls. It's midnight. I had left my phone on, you know, and I had kind of gone to bed going, keep your hopes down. They're not going to call. It's fine. And then there was a bunch of people who were affiliated with Whiting Field or who knew, who were rooting for us. And I mean, my phone blew up with phone calls, and I'm kind of in tears because I'm so exhausted because, I just hadn't quite dealt with the time change yet from the U.S. to Guam. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like quiet crying. I'm like, this is amazing. Good night. Yep. But it's been a big deal. And I'm so proud of this team. You know, we're a really strong team right now, and they're doing really, really good work. I mean, I look at each of my team members, and they really care about what they do and what they're putting out. And, you know, I think, you know, chaps, you talk about everybody, and serving everybody is a big job.
Yeah.
It really is. And trying to figure out, okay, have we met, you know, did we focus too much on families? No. Did we focus too much on sailors? And trying to find that balance of activities and just making sure we're present. Yeah. And sometimes we say, it's okay just to be open. Hey, open your doors, and we're doing a good job that day.
Yep.
But, you know, that means that our facilities are high quality. We've got services to offer. Yep. So much of what we do is free for our active duty.
Yep.
So we were a little bit worried, you know, government shutdown. We won't talk about what almost happened.
That's right.
And I immediately just texted Skipper, and I was like, hey, sir, good news is most of our activities are free. Yeah. You know, and I said, we will offer 50% off on our discounts. Like, we are not going to let our community be impacted by a decision. We've got it. And to be able to say that out loud. And so good news is that we got through March. So everybody's here on Monday with the, and so that's really great. But, you know, we talk about also forward planning. And so when we talk about, I was thinking about resiliency, we're always thinking about what's next.
Yes.
And so for us, what's next is we've got a 5K in January. Okay. New year, new you. 5K or 1 mile. You know, if you're not ready,
Trot.
You know, trot.
Yeah, I like that.
A light jog.
Light trot.
Yeah. Trot. So that'll be actually, we're partnering with our housing community. So we're going to go out to housing and do it through the neighborhood. They have a great walking trail.
Okay.
So they're lovingly opening up to everybody who has base access. Come to a run. So that's going to be fun.
This is Whiting Pines, right?
Whiting Pines, So, and that'll be free.
Nice.
And then February 15th, everybody... Okay. Get your bagpipes ready, because we're going to do our Celtic Games. Celtic Fair.
Fun.
Yep. So it's going to be super fun. We're going to have the bagpipes and the dancing and the games and all of it.
Like fitness competitions.
Fitness
too, right?
Competitions. Okay. So all the throwing. The throwing of all the things.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to say it correctly. I'm still, I look at my fitness director every day. I'm like, what are we tossing again? Okay, cool. We're just tossing stuff. So get your...
building the muscle.
Yeah.
Building the muscle.
Feats of strength, if you will.
Yeah.
Back to that Festivus. feats of strength. And then there'll be celebrations throughout the day. So it starts at 8, goes to 3. And we're going to intermingle the games and the celebrations on February 15th. So I just want everybody to get excited, because I think part of... you know, so I was in Guam for 60 days in a hotel by myself.
Okay.
That was nuts.
Whoa.
They let me go work over there. And, you know, when I was in Gitmo years ago, I would always say, get out of your four walls. And I had to tell it to myself this time. I was like, Katie, you have to get out of your four walls.
Yeah.
And so what I would say is, think about what's outside your four walls. But that's, you know, that's proverbial four walls. That's your mental four walls. What can you do that keeps you going, keeps you motivated? What's that next thing? Because that's all you need is a carrot for yourself. You know, give yourself a carrot. Get yourself something excited for. So we have Christmica, we have Festivus, 5K, and a Celtic Games.
We have everything. Jake, thanks you for do. Having us again.
The Thank cradle you. Of Naval Aviation, NES Whiting Field. We had the public affairs officer, Jamie Coffey, Katie Prestesater, and LaToya Smith, right? Chaps. Yes, all right. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. We'll be right back with more after this.